It's a sunny June morning in Oakland, California. There's still 2 weeks until school lets out, but instead of sitting in class talking about their summer plans, the kids at Santa Fe Elementary School are marching through the neighborhood calling for peace. City and state budget cuts mean fewer summer jobs and youth programs, which equal more teenagers without activities to keep them out of trouble. This in a year that's already seen more murders than in 2010.
We want peace so we won't have to worry about getting hurt walking down the street, walking home from school, walking to school and stuff.
We gotta stop the fighting, like a shooting and people just killing each other.
And gangs. I see people getting shot every single day. We need more cops in the city.
I don't want to like go outside or nothing because it'll be heck of violence outside.
This should not be happening. Everybody shooting each other. That is not nice.
As more than 200 children march through the streets of North Oakland, cars honk and people wave. Anyone who lives around here knows that violent crime has long been a problem. Kwame Natoto directs parent education at a group called Oakland Parents Together.
This is the worst I've ever seen in terms of the murder rate with young kids and just the violence and the lack of understanding around human values.
As in many urban areas, much of the violence in North Oakland is committed by young men of color. And as is often the case, there's a public debate raging about how to solve the problem. One part of the city attorney's solution was to get a judge to issue something called a gang injunction. Here's Rosio Fierro, an attorney for the city of Oakland, explaining what a gang injunction is.
The gang injunctions are what we would call protective orders. When there is a spouse that is abused by another spouse, they have the right to go and seek a protective order. And they do so in order to protect their safety and their home and their children. In this case, these protective orders are for the community.
So in this case, the injunction is designed to protect the people of North Oakland. Santa Fe Elementary School is smack dab in the middle of a 100-block area that, as of June 2010, was designated a safety zone. 15 suspected local gang members have been put on a list approved by a judge, and inside that safety zone, their rights are restricted. They aren't allowed to go out after 10 p.m. or associate with each other at any time of day. A violation of those rules could mean up to 6 months in jail. Police say injunctions are necessary to help fight crime, and many residents support the idea. But many other Oaklanders disagree, saying those restrictions are a violation of basic civil rights, and point out that the people on the list don't have to have been proven guilty of any crime. And once you're on the list, it's very difficult to get your name taken off. They also say the injunctions allow police to racially profile, since most of those on the list are Black and Latino, and police can stop those on the list at will.
We believe they are criminalizing our youth, they are profiling our youth, they are leading to complete harassment of our communities.
Cesar Cruz works with the Homies Empowerment Program, which brings together youth from rival gangs to learn about their cultures. He lives in an East Oakland neighborhood called Fruitvale. After North Oakland, the Oakland City Attorney targeted the Fruitvale neighborhood with the city's second gang injunction in early 2011, this one targeting a street gang called the Norteños. Cruz points out that Oakland has spent more than $1 million on the North Oakland and Fruitvale injunctions, much of it fighting lawsuits by those on the injunction list.
This funding that is being wasted by the city attorney could be going to after-school programs that can have a PM service till 10 o'clock in the evening.
The city of Oakland already spends more than 65% of its annual budget on the police and fire departments. Meanwhile, the school board has begun action on a plan to close more than 30 public schools in the next few years. Sagnite Salazar is an organizer with Youth Together, a group that runs youth centers and various programs addressing violence and conditions in the schools.
Oakland has over a 50% dropout rate and under a 50% graduation rate because our adults in this city are choosing to prioritize band-aid solutions that ostracize our community and criminalize our young people and demonize our young people for the issues that this city chooses not to address.
Salazar was one of dozens of volunteers who organized a week of Gang Injunctions teach-ins at schools throughout the city.
Basically today, we're just going to talk about the Gang Injunctions and, you know, the technicalities of it and how it affects all of us. How many of y'all heard about the Gang Injunctions? You?
A local hip-hop MC who goes by KEV is speaking to a class at Youth Empowerment School, not far from the proposed Fruitvale Injunction Safety Zone.
Okay, raise your hand if you know someone who's been killed by the police.
And they don't go to jail for it. They never go to jail.
Raise your hand if you know somebody was shot by the police or the police pulled a gun out on them or something.
Many of the kids here know people who might end up on the injunction list. In addition to 40 named individuals, that list includes 70 John Does. Those are open slots where police can add someone to the list after the fact if they decide they are a gang member. Danielle Roca is a senior at Youth Empowerment School.
I'm one of those people that live in that Fruitvale area, and like I wear red all the time. Like, you can't just tell me just because I'm wearing a color that I'm representing a gang. So I have a strong possibility of being on that list, so I don't feel that that's acceptable because I have, like, my life ahead of me. I'm going to college, and, like, you can't just tell me that just because I'm in a certain place at a certain time that I'm representing a gang.
Students like Roca were among several hundred that marched to City Hall to protest the Fruitvale injunction. After months of similar protests, the city council agreed to hold a public hearing and determine whether to continue funding gang injunctions. While the creation of the injunctions themselves were decided by the city attorney, if the council pulled funding, the injunctions would basically be dead in the water. In May of 2011, hundreds packed an Oakland City Council meeting to make their voices heard on the Fruitvale injunction. Rosie Fierro, an attorney for the city of Oakland, made the case.
Restraining orders that this city has pursued are based on civil rights. It is indeed these gangs and its members who violate the civil rights of residents in these areas. There is no constitutional right by a gang member to come together, associate with others, to commit crimes.
One city council member played a recording of a voicemail a Fruitvale resident left him.
I know that my family does not want me to open my mouth or get involved, but I have to. Everybody in this neighborhood is scared. The people next door don't even open up their shades in their front window.
Scott Peterson with the Oakland Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce also spoke about how Oakland's high crime rate was an obstacle for efforts to create jobs.
Trying to attract businesses and trying to keep businesses in Oakland is a major problem because of public safety. If we want jobs, if we want to create revenue to fund the programs that support youth, that support alternatives to violent activity, violent criminal activity, we need to do more to attract business, to retain business, to create jobs for these young people.
But the vast majority of public comments were opposed to an injunction in Fruitvale. Even people on the injunctions list came out to plead with the city council to take a different course. Michael Muskin was one of them.
I'm just surprised about why am I on the list, because my last conviction was 5 years ago, and I haven't been violated probation. I'm just really stressed out because I live in the heart of the injunction. You look at the map, it's like a big circle around my house. So basically, I can't go anywhere between those specific times. I go to the gym when I get out of work, so sometimes I go about 11:30, 12. So if this does pass, where am I supposed to go? I live in Oakland. I don't got the money to move to the suburbs. I wish I did, but I don't.
In the end, despite overwhelming public comment in opposition, the council voted 4-3 to continue funding the injunctions. Most frustrating of all for anti-injunction activists was the decision came in spite of an admission by Oakland Police Lieutenant Freddie Hamilton that there wasn't much evidence the injunction in North Oakland was working.
As far as the effect on crime that the injunction has had to this point, I believe that we need more time to analyze that more thoroughly.
6 months later, in November 2011, a report from the Oakland Police Department found no reduction in violent crime in the so-called safety zone. In fact, those crimes had increased. Legendary activist Angela Davis, who's lived in Oakland for almost 40 years, says political will is hard to come by when it comes to fighting crime.
We know that any person who wants to get elected to office, if that person does not appear to be, quote, tough on crime, unquote, it will be very difficult. So I think it's up to us to build the kinds of movements that will empower people to stand up and demand education instead of incarceration.
And what do you say to people who want results now? Education takes a while.
You can't get results now. It's not possible. We have to think of long-range solutions. And if we want immediate results now, let's have an immediate overhaul of our educational system. Let's support teachers more than we support police. There will be some immediate results.
For Making Contact, I'm Andrew Stelzer.